Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, I have to apologise if my voice cuts out a little bit during
our podcast. You've been talking too much, haven't
you? Yes, that's right. No, 2 days ago, I just randomly lost my voice and I could barely talk. My husband loved it. but it's back now, but not as strong as it was, and there'll be no singing, so which is fine. This week, though, we're talking about adoration. And it's something for me that I've only really been doing a lot of or more of probably in the last 3 to 4 years. I probably hadn't done a lot of adoration before that. But I think your sharing on adoration in this week's Heartbeat was a beautiful reminder to those who maybe haven't done it.
There'll be many people way in advance than me. But there'll be others who go, oh, I've never really done that either.
And I feel like in a nutshell, what I really got out of it was it's just sitting before the Lord, and you said the words face to face.
Yeah, face to face, adoring him.
Yeah, that knowing,
yep,
like conversation that we have with him. I actually was in adoration only last week. I was at a conference and we did adoration and I knelt down and I knelt for, I don't know, the whole time, whatever that time was. You kind of lose track of time.
Yes, you do.
When you're doing it. And then when it finished, I sat on my chair. And then straight after that, there was like a music team at the front, a worship team. The leader of the worship team says, now everyone please stand. And I attempted to stand, but my knees had been locked in position because I'd been kneeling for so long. And then when I sat in the chair, I hadn't realized because your knees are still
bent over.
And I couldn't straighten my legs up. I was like, oh no, I'm going to be stuck.
Getting old, Em.
Yeah, that's right. So I did have those sore legs afterwards. But it's something, I'm kind of jumping to the end of the Heartbeat now, but it's something that you did say, which actually kind of struck me a bit, was you said we don't have to kneel for the whole time. And I feel like you kind of relieved that pressure a little bit when you said, I think you said a priest once said to you, you know, if your focus becomes more on the pain
and on the knees,
the kneeling on the knees, than it does the adoration, well, the focus has shifted then, hasn't it?
Yes, shifted from you, from God to you.
Yes, and something that you did say a lot in the Heartbeat was continuing to remind ourselves it's not about me.
Yes.
It's about you, God, and coming back to that. I often find with adoration too, the way that I was at adoration last week, it was the priest then carried the monstrance, which is the container that holds the Eucharist. He carried it through the crowd, and as it goes through the crowd continue to look at it and turn to it, and then they genuflect or do the sign of the cross, which makes me think of like the sunflower, how the sunflower follows the sun, and so Christ is the sun, and just the whole crowd just continued to follow Jesus. Yeah, it was beautiful. You talked about cultivating this relationship with God. Do you want to explain a bit more about that, how God wants us to
work at it?
Yeah.
Basically work at it. And for each and every person, yes, you could have a standard set of I've got to do this. But when you listen to the Spirit, he'll tell us individually what we need, the best way, because we're all different. You know, God will use that individuality that he's given us, that uniqueness, because it's a unique relationship. Even though we want everyone to have a relationship with the Lord, it is still unique because you're unique. God's the same, but we're unique. And what I might see in adoring the Lord, you might see differently in adoring the Lord, because there's many facets of our God that we when we're exposed to him more, it's revealed to us more.
Yeah.
Or he reveals to some lots and to others not as much. Or our maturity, our journey with God, you know, we're not as mature or going deeper yet.
Yeah.
So it's really just listening to the spirit, knowing yourself and knowing what you need to work on, and then surrendering the rest to God.
And allowing him.
To do all the rest.
And you said, you actually said, like, he will give us the grace to cultivate us.
Yeah, well, ask him, pray about it, but he will do it all. It's our, he just needs our surrender. He needs us to choose him.
Something you described, I think, so beautifully was you said that you want the knowledge in your head so that you have a knowing in your heart. But the next bit that I quite liked was you said you want information, not for information's sake, but so that I have habitation in my heart.
Well, I want to be informed, so it's like then I get it. I get an aha. Oh, I understand now. But the understanding doesn't stay in the brain. The understanding goes into you, into your heart, into your spirit, into your emotions, into how God created you, and connecting with his spirit. And you have that aha moment. Or moments.
So when you're talking about like reading scriptures, knowing the lives of the saints, are you talking about that in terms of like your prayer time before you go into adoration, or do you often do that in adoration?
Both.
Yeah.
Sometimes my prayer then leads into adoration where I end up, I've already done scripture, I've meditated upon it, thought about it, and next week we're going to talk on meditation. And the difference, I guess, but it then can lead into that adoration where I often end up with no words. I often end up just in silence, face to face with God. So it can be both.
When I've been to adoration before, the main way that I've been to adoration at my parish is with music. So we've sing a few songs.
Music can help wonderfully because it talks to our spirit. It cuts through sometimes the intellect and hits us emotionally and spiritually and in our soul. You know, they often talk about people with Alzheimer's. Think about it. Their brain cells for some reason aren't working. Their memory's not working. And you could put on a song and the song makes them alive, makes them remember stuff that they didn't remember before.
Yeah, I find that the words, the lyrics of the songs can often help me. But then parts that I find kind of most powerful is when kind of the music then stops and there's just silence. Because then sometimes I think then we're allowing God that space to speak. Yeah, that's just been how I've experienced it in the last few years. And that you described, like, what do I do while I'm in adoration? And the main thing you said was we sit and surrender.
And that's why it is important in the silence. If you go to any adoration, generally it's fairly silent because we're actually giving opportunity for God to speak to us, opportunity for God to reveal himself. Otherwise it's all us talk, us prayer, us petition, us, again, focus on us. And it's not the focus.
Not the focus, yeah. The weekly challenge that I've written down for this week is that we should ask God for the right disposition and the graces. And I've written that down, like the graces for that cultivation we're talking about, for that pruning.
Well, you see, because I've just learned over the years, it's not all about me. It's not how much effort I put in. It is the effort. He wants us to put the effort in, be responsible, choose the right ways of living, but it's all about him. And if you ask for his grace, what does it say in scripture? If you ask for a fish, is he going to give you a scorpion? No. You know, even human parents want to give to their children. Well, our Father wants to give to us, so why don't we ask him for the grace, the strength, the revelation of how to adore him more.
So that's the weekly challenge for this week, that we would ask God for the right disposition and the graces that he would cultivate in us. So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. Next week we're going to be talking about meditation, so I think that's a good moving on the next bit from here. So we hope that you have a wonderful week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week.
Bye everybody.
Bye.